fairness and justice and the idea that in America we're all in this together.
Franken will be giving a series of final speeches on the Senate floor. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Memphis has two more empty pedestals this morning. Crews removing monuments to Confederate President Jefferson Davis and General Nathan Bedford Forrest. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. What? Somebody is entirely turned up.
It wasn't me.
Somebody's turned up. No, it's weird in my... It's okay.
Are we trying to adjust our headset?
We're trying to, because my headset is really weird.
Mine is down.
Okay. Well, we made a few adjustments to the microphone system, so
still
being dialed.
Okay, sorry. Sorry about. Okay.
I need more.
Good
volume.
Morning, everybody. It's 6 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, right here in Free Fire. It wasn't like this yesterday. That's all I can say. In the studios of KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading, it is the news is always brought to you. The news is always brought to you by Shasta. That's not true. The news is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Someone
I'll be okay.
Moved your cheese.
No, it wasn't that. It's just when I'm talking, I'm getting this kind of a strange sound. Maybe it's because I've got some kind of things going on in my sinuses. But this
you
is
you have multiple mics open with a fan running in the background,
oh, maybe that's
so the
it.
Room feels bigger in your headset as opposed to it just being you on the mic.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
All right,
well,
I'm okay here.
Well,
okay.
That's because we've got a guest roaring to go with us this morning, and we're roaring to be with her. How's that? Let's go with the weather first. It's currently 39 degrees in the downtown studios. Today will be sunny with a high of 57, mostly clear tonight with our lows of 34. Tomorrow calls for mostly sunny our Fridays with high of 57, low of 38, and Saturday brings a partly sunny day with our highs of 60. Saturday night calls for lows of around 41. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 61. It's Sunday night. Now we get to a slight chance of showers, partly cloudy with our lows of around 40. And Christmas Day will be sunny with a high near 58. Monday night, slight chance of rain, mostly cloudy with lows of around 38. Tuesday, partly sunny. So you can hear what's happening here with the forecast. We just have just a few little areas there where we look for showers. Tuesday will be 57 and 36. No snow in the area. Doesn't look like we have any sloshy Christmas here. It's going to be great. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-2793.
Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget is with us today.
Good morning.
Good morning. So it's at the end of the year. What kind of year has it been for the DA's office here? I mean, you had a lot of big cases
it's been a very, very busy year. I mean, we have seen a lot more, homicide cases that have had multiple defendants involved in them.
This is something new for us, isn't it, up here in Shasta County,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, we're definitely seeing a lot more homicide cases, a lot more shootings, a lot more even citizen-type shootings. We're seeing a lot more of that type of stuff going on. And the thing that I've noticed a lot is that in the homicide cases, there's been so many multiple defendant cases, and a lot of them have been revolved around marijuana and the rip-off or other involvement that goes around the illegal sale of marijuana.
Right. Well, you made an announcement the other day that four citizen shootings were, I guess you would call them, I hate to use this term, good shootings, but they were not
legal.
Criminal. They were legal shootings. They were people in defense of their lives.
That's correct.
Four. I thought, okay, I saw three, but it was four. Huh?
Four,
oh.
Yes.
Okay, so these are people that used a gun for the protection of their own on their own self or their family members.
Correct, yes.
Are we going to be seeing more of that?
Well, with the changes in the laws that we have seen starting in 2011 with AB 109 all the way through 2014 with Prop 47 and now Prop 57, and who knows what else we're going to get coming up in the next year. We're seeing so many more people who are should be in the criminal justice system, you know, in prison, locked up, not on our streets, out. So I think that that can be a direct reflection on what we're seeing, because we're seeing a lot more people with drug addictions, mental health issues, who also have a violent tendency or violent crimes, and they're not in custody. And those are the people that are coming in contact with citizens who may be going out to their car in the morning, or they may be trying to break into houses in the middle of the night. And that those are the types of situations that we're seeing are culminating in people using their firearms to protect themselves and protect their families.
I'm curious, and I'm sure many people are too, that when your district, when you are assistant district attorney, and then you become and you're brought in as the district attorney, what has changed for you? If it's just, it could be minor, it could be major, but just give us something.
What's changed? You know, well, obviously, like if I have an idea of something I think could make the office of the community better, it's something that, you know, never in my career before I could think, I have an idea, okay, we're going to do it. You know, I don't have to, you know, run that by a bunch of people, get that cleared, get everyone's on board with it. So that's pretty new. You know, I've never had that in my life. So it's kind of nice to think, you know, wow, I've got this idea, and tomorrow I can start putting that into place and see if that works. So that's definitely new. Another situation is, I mean, you know, we file close to 10,000 cases every year, and there's 24 attorneys in the office. Everyone is extremely busy. And, you know, there's no way that I can know the personal details of every single one of those cases. And so the other thing that I'm finding is the personal responsibility that I have for every case, even though I may not know the details of the case, and seeing that played out in the media. So that's probably, those are kind of the two things that I have noticed the most.
That's great. When did you, can I just ask this question? Because the other day we were at home, and all of a sudden our phone went off. I guess it would be like maybe we didn't hear the ring, and all of a sudden the message came on. It was this message from you personally making announcements about certain shootings or robberies or arrests or things that had gone on. And I think that's wonderful. Has the district attorney done this in the past and I just never noticed it, or is this something that you've brought into the picture?
Yeah, I'm not aware of that. I've occurring in the past. I know that I've been trying to do a lot more of communication outreach to the community. May it be whether it's our Facebook page that I think helps get information out to all of the community, people who don't even, you know, watch traditional news anymore. They're getting their news from social media. You know, I've been bringing a lot of that into the office because I think we need to be transparent. People need to see what we're doing and get a sense that we are there to protect them. You know, there's people, especially younger generation, can, you know, if they're following us and they're seeing cases where like, oh, wow, they got a guilty verdict on this case, or they got justice for this victim, they might feel like, wow, maybe I should actually report when I'm a crime, because our local DA's office is doing something. They can see that. And that's definitely a push that I think we need to do, as well as going out into the community, to schools or to community groups to do outreach. It does the same thing. Not only does it educate, but it also lets people know that we're there, we're doing something. So if they or someone they love ends up being a victim, they know, they have confidence in us to report it and stand by us when we're going through the trial system, which can last 2 years sometimes or longer.
So I think that's fantastic, don't you, Carl? I mean, it's great that, because there is this whole Facebook generation.
Well, you've got to use the social media. Mm. I mean, that's most of them, you know, they're living on their phones right now anyway. We're going to take a break. We're here with the Shasta County District Attorney, Stephanie Bridget. She's here for about another 15 or 20 minutes. And, you know, we want to talk also about the people are leaning into the city of Reading on, you know, trying to redo the city of Reading. But at the same time, we're suffering an opiate epidemic that for the second year in a row, the average life expectancy dropped for the second year in a row. It dropped a month last year and a month this year. and they're blaming it on the opiate epidemic. And I want to talk to you about what you all are facing with this. I mean, it's everywhere you see it. And then the city of Reading is getting ready to welcome marijuana into the town. But we'll be right back after these messages.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire, it's so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. And it doesn't show signs of stopping. And I brought me some corn for popping. The lights have turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
This is Jim Gibson. As a Navy veteran and former submariner, I want to wish a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to my fellow submariners and the other North State veterans. But we want to also remember those that are overseas, and a Happy New Year for them, and we should be praying for all of them.
This Veterans Holiday Salute brought to you by the McConnell Foundation and Reading Civic Auditorium.
Hey, music lovers. Nathan Parmalee here, talent buyer for the Reading Civic Auditorium. We have tons of incredible shows lined up with entertainment for everybody. Old Dominion is coming back to the Reading Civic on February 15th. The last show was a sellout. Then we'll have Broadway's A Night with Janis Joplin, followed by the rhythm sensation Stomp. In March, the cast of Dancing with the Stars Live will light up the Reading Civic. Plus, we'll hear music from the Ten Tenors, get dog whispering tips from Cesar Millan himself, spend the evening with the legendary Bonnie Raitt, and see Amazing Grace the musical tell the story of the famous song. Comedian Kathleen Madigan will bring her Boxed Wine and Bigfoot tour in April, and will kick off another great Reading Civic summer with country star Josh Turner and singing sensation Jackie Evancho. Get the best seats to these shows and more to come at ReadingCivic.com. 2017 was huge, and 2018 is going to be even bigger. Don't miss out on upcoming show announcements and pre-sale access. Sign up for our email notifications at ReadingCivic.com. And remember, tickets make great gifts, plus they're easy to wrap. See you soon at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Your insurance does not roll over at the end of the year. It's important that you use this benefit. Ask Dr. Farrell how you can best apply your insurance for your dental needs by calling 547-5757.
Reading Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Reading Concrete is your local Ready Mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality Ready Mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Reading Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Reading Concrete, serving you with a quality Ready Mix product.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
And now, back to our show.
I hope this is a Christmas carol and not some kind of strange
I love it.
Commercial.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Black Bear Diner. You know, as we're out running, we're party hopping. You're out. You've been to an office party. You know that you've got to go drop off gifts. Top off the night with a juicy burger and a real old-fashioned shake. That's where I'm going for lunch today, by the way. Or start your day tomorrow with a huge stack of pancakes and eggs. Black Bear Diner, there's something for everyone. Great, huge portions of good old-fashioned family food. And, of course, we love the fact that it's locally owned. For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, find them on Cypress and Hilltop, just off of I-5. Feed your inner bear.
You know, it's like Bob and I, we get tears in our eyes when they talk about their pancakes. Hey, we're here with DA Stephanie Bridget. Stephanie, so many changes in the town. So many big things happening. Now they're talking about selling South City Park to somebody. I don't know if you saw that. But they're bringing that up. Weaver brought that up back in August and again on the show last month, having somebody take over South City Park so they can control it. You were just talking 10,000 cases, all these things. We have an opiate epidemic. Y'all are leading the charge on that one with bringing in people to talk about it, bringing in sessions for all, I mean, not just sessions, but bringing in all types of things for that. What do you think is going to be happening this year? And we're going to be bringing marijuana, it looks like, into Reading.
Yeah, well, it certainly looks like it's headed in that direction. I don't know for sure,
but it sure looks like it's coming in.
Yeah, well, you know, I've definitely looked into and follow the different news articles and stuff that go on in other communities like Colorado and the different states that have legalized marijuana in the fashion that we're looking at going forward in our community. And it hasn't been good. You know, there's an increase in DUIs, and there's an increase in neglect and other type of abuse of children just because, you know, parents are high and they're not able to properly care for their kids. We see a huge increase of homelessness. I know I read an article just the other day in Colorado that they have one of the highest rates of homelessness in the entire country, and it's all attributed to and directly related to the legalization of marijuana and the proliferation of that throughout the state, that they have seen that as a direct correlation to the increase in homelessness. So I don't think that legalizing that is going to help that issue.
Yeah,
so.
Well, then, you know, you do that, we legalize it, and then we become a sanctuary state. I mean, we're trying to hit the trifecta there. You know, you've lost district attorneys this year, right? This year, or as far as the numbers?
So the staffing, yes,
yeah.
We did. We went from 25 attorneys to 24 attorneys.
Well, that one attorney was handling how many cases?
Handle? I mean, it kind of depends, because if you have a misdemeanor deputy attorney, they're gonna handle like 2,000 cases.
Okay.
Because there's everything's a misdemeanor now.
Wow.
I mean, out of that 10,000 cases, about 6,500 of them are misdemeanors, and because so many crimes are misdemeanors now. So if it's a misdemeanor deputy, you know, they're going to handle about 2,000 cases. If it's, you know, one of the other felony attorneys, you know, there's various assignments that will dictate how many caseloads. If they have homicides, they're going to have a way smaller caseload because they've got, you know, month-long jury trials. But the hit of losing one attorney is huge. It's huge. It cuts out either prosecution of certain cases, which we this year had to really tighten up our screening process on stuff that we're going to file or kick a lot of cases back to law enforcement for extra work, or some of the lower level cases not necessarily being able to file them because we've got attorneys who now have caseloads with cases set for jury trial over 60 cases per person. And that's a lot. Those aren't the numbers that we've had for my entire career there. I mean, you can go from having 25 cases to maybe 35 or 40 cases set for trial at a time, but we are over 60 cases set for trial at a time for just kind of your average non-specialized felony prosecution. So when you lose a trial attorney, it can have a huge hit to the office.
Then, because first of all, there's no replacement. You can't shift A over to B. Because A's already overloaded as it is.
Yeah.
So okay. 24...
To handle 10,000 cases.
Deputies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's 24 deputies for right at 10,000 cases per year. And you know that not every case Right. Resolves that year.
A lot of them are pleaded out, right?
Well, but there's also cumulative effects. So even though we did file 10,000 this year, we still have our load from 2016, or a good portion of that, that's going to carry over into the next year, into the next year. So if you, and
so
you know, if we had a good
10,000, it's maybe 2,000 from last year too. So that, right. So that's 12,000.
Yeah.
Instead of 10,000.
Yeah, and you know, hopefully at some point we'll be able to get some new computer software in the office where we could do like a point in time, like this point in time, how many cases do we have open right now? And it's going to be a lot.
How much, how expensive is that, that software?
Oh, that's going to run anywhere from maybe $500,000 on the low end to $1 million or more for that's implementation, rollout, everything.
Oh, my gosh.
We've been in the process of looking at them. And, you know, it's really a complicated system because we are integrated with the courts. We're integrated with probation and sheriff's department. So you have to get ones that have all these different modules and pieces that work and talk together. And
absolutely.
So it's a pretty complicated
thing. Absolutely. If the Air Force had done that with the shooting guy out of Texas, which comes to my mind because somewhere something didn't speak to something else.
Right.
Or a department or a whatever it was right. of authority somehow blocked something and it was lost. So we are so in favor of having that kind of system.
Right. And our current system, though it's over 20 years old, does that. It does it in a very archaic fashion, but we can. We can get on and we can see what's going on and we can communicate with other areas. But I've spent probably the last 2 years looking at different systems, along with probation and all of them. So. Mm-hmm.
So, what should we expect this year? If you have a wish?
If I had a wish, what do I expect? Those are two different things.
You're right.
Yes.
Well, it's getting ready to start the new year, and you know, everybody tries to start the new year off. So what you're going to start off with like 4,000 cases of rolling over from last
from
year.
Last
You've
year.
Got 36 murder suspects in the jail, or something like that.
Yeah, it's
must be close to that.
Yeah, it's close to that.
It's close to that.
It's hit 30 or right around that.
Yeah, and then you've got all these other things. People, you know, I mean. What do you think is going to be happening next year, as far as for the district attorney?
Well, I don't see a lot of change. I mean, the laws aren't getting better for us.
Uh-huh.
Everything we see is only getting slightly worse and slightly worse. So,
far as leniency in law,
I see us filing close to the same amount of cases or more because every year it's gone up 200-400 cases per year, you know, so I see that. And unfortunately, with the leniency and the changes in the law, we're not getting the funding that comes along with it. So not getting the funding that comes along with it, and I'm talking about funding from the state level down to the county because it's the state really passing this and shoving responsibility onto the counties. And we're not getting the funding that we need in order to expand.
We just have a few minutes left. Let's go to Bob on the phone from Reading. Bob, you have a question for our DA.
What it is this past Monday, we had a fellow named Stephen Bailey who's running for state district attorney. And he's a retired judge. And he was saying on the marijuana thing, because he's from Southern California, for every dollar that Redding would get, we would spend $2 to $3 to get that dollar. So is that worth Redding or California to pass this marijuana thing? And as a sanctuary city, he stated the same thing. The federal government gives California $3. California gives Redding $1. If we would write our own laws and do the right thing and not become a sanctuary city, we could get $2 to $3 instead of $1. So what is the better way to go?
I think the better way to go is to realize that marijuana, well, it sounds good on the outside, and it looks like everybody's looking at big bucks. They don't see all the bucks it's going to cost us, which is just what you said. Thanks, Bob. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
We got to run here because we're at a hard break.
Hey, Stephanie.
Yes.
it's not an easy job.
No.
But you are so wonderful. You come in, and, you know, we're very proud of you. You just have a... I mean, if you haven't met Stephanie Bridget, you need to meet Stephanie Bridget. You need to...
She's out there now.
Meet our current, and we're just so happy that you've taken the lead, and we just see great things in the future for you.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Especially if you get, like, 50 more DAs and 12 more courtrooms,
yeah,
right?
Right.
Assistant DAs, I should say. Okay. Yeah. Hey, Merry Christmas. And
Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much for what you do.
Oh, thanks
you
for having
and your
me.
Team, and please pass on our best wishes to them, too.
Absolutely. Okay. Thank you.
You bet. Okay. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous special holiday buffet on Monday, December 25th from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Let Elements do the preparing so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family. Menu includes chef-carved prime rib, ham, steamed clams, and Dungeness crab with an array of holiday trimmings and delicious desserts. Adults $28 with River Club card. Children $11. Children under 5 eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-UIN. Download the Wind River app. Holidays are better at the river. Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Dan's Optical would like to pay special tribute to our veterans, who exemplify in their duties the spirit of Christmas with the giving of their service to our country. Let us recognize the service and their sacrifices, and take the opportunity to thank all the talented and dedicated veterans for their commitment to our country by wishing them and their families a very Merry Christmas.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. It is the 21st of December, my friends. Four more shopping days. 39 degrees outside, going up to 57 today, and a low of 33 tonight. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business, 365-3793. And Alliance Heating and Air is bringing us this segment of the show. Alliance Heating and Air, another veteran-owned business, serving the North State for over 25 years, a quarter of a century, performing great service, voted best in the North State. There's reasons for that. It's because they are the best in the North State. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. The only ones we have touch our HVAC systems.
I popped in there yesterday, and they're just so busy. And
they're always busy.
when you're really good, you're busy. So, you know, get on their calendar again if you need to get your filters definitely replaced and looked at, and have the experts that you know and trust can do that for you.
Okay. Hey, speaking of experts, we have with us Dan Waltrip, who is...
We don't have open containers on, just in case they spill in the wire.
Just in case you get really excited.
To reach over there.
Dan's Optical, Optical's Lab and Boutique. Yeah, nothing without a lid sets on this desk. and we say that only because all of us have spilled.
That's more than just coffee. It's to cut the edge. I'm not used to speaking on air.
Oh, okay.
You surprised me today because I've heard so much about, you know, Dan's Optical because just a little backstory here is that, you know, people have frames and why can't somebody just put the glasses in some frames that I have that I love? Maybe it could be a pair of glasses that your mother had, like say if you want the vintage retro and you love those frames. I've heard about you through good friends, and you walked in today and I was like, whoa, you do not fit who I thought Dan's Optical was. So good morning and welcome to the show. I love the fact that you're just this hip guy that's young.
No, well, thank you for that. I'm actually 47 years old, but I've been doing this since I was 18 years old. So
let's hear about your history. How did you get into optical work? Does that mean that? Just go there.
Well, you know, the optical industry is made up of different bellywicks, but essentially, I'm an evolution of my trade. My first job, I started working at a commercial optical place in the mall, and I worked there for about 5 or 6 years in up to management, and I thought I knew everything about this business. So as I got more into my years, I went to school thinking I wanted to be an optometrist, and I got a job managing a small optical optometrist office closer to my college. And I realized I didn't really know anything about this industry because there is a lot more intricacy when you start dealing with private practice and their patients in terms of medical applications and different lens materials and designs that a typical commercial optical doesn't deal with. They deal with more bread and butter stuff. So
okay, so like say if you have a stigma.
Well,
is that what you're talking about? Like if you have a stigma in your eye?
I'm talking about medical malfactors that may interact with a prescription that requires specialty grinding, such as maybe prisms or aphakic lenses or more complicated stuff that you go into the mall, they won't do in an hour. They just kind of turn away.
So you discovered that and so then from there, did you decide I want to conquer this or I don't want to do that?
What I realized is a couple things. First of all, you know, optometrists are, they're essentially doctors of optometry, but they deal a lot more with also some medical ailments in treating the eye. And so they're busy being the doctoring. And an optician by trade has an independent license apart from that, and they're more of an expert at interpreting the prescription and understanding the lens materials and designs that are available in order to create the prescription. So I'm more of a pharmacist, as you will.
I was going to say that you sound like you were just describing a pharmacist.
Yeah.
In a way, because you're there, you're looking at what the prescription says, but you're also that last kind of link there. If you've been doing people's eyes, you know, several years, and then you get a new prescription coming in there for glasses that just doesn't make sense. You're just not going to just do it. You're going to try and find out. Is that correct?
Well, yeah. You know, essentially, you know, 2/3 of the success of a person's glasses isn't necessarily the prescription. That's only 1/3. being able to interpret that prescription, understand the right lens material and design that's available for the power the patient has, for the frame they choose, is equally as important. And then, of course, measuring that patient's symmetry and then overseeing the manufacturing process to make sure that it is made as the doctor prescribed is also equally important. And the doctor only handles one out of the two-thirds of that success. So essentially, I work as an expert in making the glasses to make sure that whatever the patient's needs are maximally fulfilled. It is an art, and we've kind of, it's kind of a lost art.
I can't wait to come see you. I really. Now, what do we do? Do we make appointments? How does that work? Because do you have how many people working for you? Because, like, if they say, I want to see Dan, how does that work?
Well, I'm usually a slave to my trade. I'm there all day long, so you don't necessarily need an appointment.
You're passionate about it.
I'm very passionate about this. It's my livelihood, you know. And I was going to say, I equivocate buying a pair of glasses nowadays because it's a little bit of a lost art. It's like going to Home Depot to buy a drill, but no one knows anything about drills. So, you know, the doctor's so busy doctoring and seeing the next patient, they turn you over to their technicians who opticians is kind of a loosely coined description of an occupation now. But a real optician has a separate medical license. So basically, over the last 17 years that I've owned my business here locally, my primary emphasis was to make prescription eyewear for other optometric practices. But as the industry has evolved and changed and vertical integration and managed care laws have come into play, I'm starting to work more directly with those patients who have a higher sensitivity to either needing particular lens materials and designs where the most precuteousness of measurement and understanding is more important, and also maybe people who have a particular desire for an occupation or a trade, or even shooting lenses or golf or something like that. So that's where my expertise comes
from. Our friend Rick Hill, right? He made the he did the shooting glasses and did the ski goggles and everything went to Dan's Optical.
Yeah. Well, that was because he was Rick, if you're listening, is just naturally clumsy. And he's afraid he's going to run into trees. And
I couldn't help his golf swing.
Or trip or shoot himself in the foot. You know, I mean, I have to put another assistant instructor out there just to follow him around. No, Rick, I'm just kidding. You know that.
Or even if probably even dive goggles.
Well, no, I would imagine
can
that
be done.
That can be done. Now, you know, when we start talking about different types of materials, because, you know, are some people allergic to, I mean, what are the materials you make glasses out of? I thought it was either, I thought it was just limited. It's not.
Yeah, well, there are essentially five different materials you can make glasses out of.
That's three more than I would have thought. Okay?
Let's hear about it, Mr. Scientist.
As long as one of them's not cucumbers, okay? All right.
There's glass, plastic, high-index plastics, polycarbonates, and Trivex. And each individual has their advantages and disadvantages. So, you know, the advantage to glass is it has the highest Abbey value, meaning it has the clearest resolution. The problem with it is it's heavy. And it can break, and it's but it doesn't scratch because it's hard, but it breaks because it's brittle. So glass can work really well for maybe if you're a mechanic or work as around concrete, or you're constantly wiping your glasses all day long and you don't want them scratched. But they can be uncomfortable because of their weight. So then you roll over into other materials to make up for that. Plastic is a really good go-to lens. It has a good Abbey value, good clarity. But again, it can be a little bit heavy and thicker. So then,
and it scratches too, right?
Well, all materials can scratch to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. Glass doesn't scratch any more than the other four materials. Glass is your primary go-to non-scratch lens.
Mm-hmm.
High-index glass is designed for people who have higher powers that want a thinner lens and have a more cosmetic appeal to it. The problem with high-index lenses is when you take a lens and make it thinner, you make it more dense. And when you make it more dense, light doesn't travel through it as well. So you get more reflection off the lenses. So then you've got to start going into anti-reflective coatings to help combat the side effect to getting the lens thinner. And then, of course, there's polycarbonate, which is kind of the standard go-to lens nowadays, primarily because it's the least expensive way to get a lens thinner. It does not break. It's a safety material, but because it doesn't break, it's pliable and soft. And when it's pliable and soft, guess what? It scratches. And it also is woven together. When you grind it, it whittles like wood. So it doesn't have as clear of a resolution as maybe, say, some of the other materials. So you kind of have to be in a lower power range in order to have the same quality effect as you would with other materials.
Well, we're going to have to take a break here. We are very delighted to have Dan Waldrop with us this morning from Dan's Optical Lab and Boutique. Can't wait to talk to you about the lab and boutique when we come back. This is great, where you're located and some other stuff that's just really fascinating about really how your glasses are made. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. I tell you, I was just down there, day before yesterday. And they have I would say they have a full selection of everything you could possibly want there. All the accessories, they have it all. So now, you know what? It's too late to get your Christmas gun, but it's not too late to get your New Year's gun. So when I say that, because of, you know, the 10-day wait. So go on down there, find your New Year's gun, get a, how about this? How about a certificate? How about a gift certificate for a class on CCW? How about a certificate for a ammunition or a gun? For that, for your loved ones, you know, we say that because if we were just talking about with the district attorney how four cases this year of people protecting themselves with firearms, and they were all legitimate shootings, but how many times we heard of that going on, and with the crime statistics being what they are, can you protect your home? Can you protect yourself and your loved ones? Well, head on down to Bastiani Arms. Great customer service, good classes down there. Talk to John or Bob or any Rob or any of the guys down there at Bastiani Arms and find out how they can help you. Veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms. Open Tuesday through Saturday. All right, we'll be right back with Dan Waldrop.
All through the year we waited, waited through spring and fall. Hear silver bells ringing, see winter time bringing the happiest season of all. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos.
Hello, this is Chad David from Orchard Nutrition Center. I want to wish all of our veterans and military for their years of service. We know this is a hard time of the year, not seeing your families and loved ones. From all of us at Orchard Nutrition Center, we want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly,
What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Linda and I live a pretty hectic life, and when we get away, we want to have a place that provides solitude and quiet. Well, we found that place, Cottage by the Sea, over in Smith River. Imagine a weekend away from all the concerns of your everyday life. Sunrise, sunsets, walk on a beach that is never crowded. Privacy, quiet, and solitude. Cottage has full kitchen, hot tub, ocean views, and it's only a short drive to Brookings, Oregon. If you want to go over there to the shops, call Lori at 541-469-3414. That's Cottage by the Sea.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen.
Good morning.
Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen.
Are you ready?
But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all?
Isn't it just the strangest
Rudolph
thing that the guy who recorded this song
had a very shiny nose?
Was famous for being a cowboy.
And?
And the owner of the Los Angeles Angels.
Just so many. It's just, you know, when people are super accomplished.
He was a cowboy, too. And he was also, during the peak of his years, he got out of the movies and enlisted in the Army, Air Force, and was a gunner on their planes during World War II. I mean, it's genotry. Okay, hey, look, we're here with Dan Waldrop from Dan's Opticals Lab Boutique and just general empire.
Empire. I like the way you put it.
You like that?
Dan's Optical Empire.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Dan? You know, you're saying things I've not heard of before because, you know, frankly, I wore glasses and I got my eyes fixed. I didn't wear glasses for a long time. Now I'm back to glasses again as you get a little bit older. But, you know, I'm using special glasses now and before I met you where it helps me with shooting. And, you know, maybe a little thing that puts, you know, like a little bifocal type thing up in one spot where you can, you know, I'm looking down the barrel and things. I think there's better ways of doing that, and now I'm going to come over and see you. But I've also got a set of glasses that they're using that goes from light to dark and dark to light. Are used by a lot of the people in law enforcement and other places. So that they can be, and they're protective of your eyes. They're break resistant and blast resistant. What would those things be made out of?
Well,
I know that's not a fair question.
No, sure it is. It's an easy answer too.
Okay.
Most safety glasses, as I mentioned before, are made out of polycarbonate material because essentially it is bulletproof glass. That's what it was designed for. And again, there are advantages and disadvantages of that material. There's also another material called Trivex, and Trivex is more of a recently released material. It came out for three reasons, which is why they call it Trivex. It has the same durability as polycarbonate, but it also has a little bit of a better Abbey value or clarity.
Mm-hmm.
And then also polycarbonate tends to be a little bit sensitive to chemicals. So they found out with the concern with the Gulf War and the military that polycarbonate might have some issues with chemicals.
It says on there, don't clean with us. You know, don't clean with some kind of a, you know, the regular glass cleaner.
Well,
because that's what it said in the instructions or something.
Yeah. Well, with that said, you know, I can break down any specifics of any material that you need, but as a general rule, your shooting glasses are made out of polycarbonate or Trivex material.
Okay.
And then we can get into specific lens designs and
you can do all that, right?
Well, yeah.
You can set up. So if we said, okay, you want shooting glasses that work for your eye, you know, problems.
Yeah. What I generally do is you know, you bring me your prescription. I interpret what your needs are. You based on those powers, you tell me what you want to do. I talk to you a little bit more about specifics of what you're trying to do. I even I work with a lot of customization of optics where your average optical dispensary and boutique just does more bread and butter stuff. So essentially, I'm that kind of go-to.
You're able to do that.
Well, at the break, we were talking about three things that I think is really important that we bring to the attention of our audience. Number one, we're very involved with Rotary. Number two, you were the high exalted
ruler of the Reading Elks Lodge. Yeah, that's my claim to fame.
Of the Elks. Of the Elks. And then there's something that, if you would share with us a little bit about where you grew up, and I think that kind of leads into, you started a special...
A nonprofit charitable program.
Yes. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about where you grew up.
Well, I consider myself a native here of Reading. I actually grew up in the city of Shasta Lake or Central Valley. Mm-hmm. And I was there wandering the streets kind of like Huckleberry Finn, barefoot, you know, at 10 years old. And we moved up from the Reading area or from the L.A. area to Reading. And so it was kind of feast or famine. You know, my dad had a job and didn't have a job, you know. And I remember playing in my driveway, and I had an introspective moment about what I was going to be when I grew up. And the word optician popped in my head. And what's interesting about that is I had no understanding or definition of what it meant. But it sounded fancy enough, so my pretentious mind said, okay, maybe. And, of course, I didn't think anything about it until years later. But at that same time frame, I'm walking up the streets of Central Valley, and there are no curbs or gutters and sidewalks. And I came across this building, and the windows were all boarded up, and they were big windows, and that attracted my attention. And I remember looking up these windows, and a voice in my head said, you're going to own that building someday. And I remember answering myself, and I said, okay, but I don't know why I'd want to. And I skipped off. Well, fast forward 20 years down the road, I'm 30 years old, and I am a medically licensed optician, and I'm renting a small little cubby out in Shasta Lake City because I went there because the rent was less, and I was not retail. My primary emphasis was to make glasses for other optometric practices. But I kept looking at that abandoned building, and I remember asking my employees and the doctor I had working with me, I said, what do you think about that building? And they said, well, geez, that's an ugly building, Danny. I don't think I'd like that building. And I said, yeah, but I could take down the fence, and I could you know, add in a little bit of dressing. And I said, I think I could fix it up, because I just remembered that. Well, sure enough, Rite Aid came to town and told the pharmacist who I was renting the space from they wanted to buy her business. And she took the bait, and she said, I'm out of here, Dan. You got to find another place to go. And so sure enough, that guy, that older gentleman that owned that building, and this is no joke, he came out of that building, and he got a flat tire on his trailer right in front of my shop. And, of course, I knew where he was from, you know, and I went out there, and I said, hey. I said, you need any help? And he goes, no, my business is right over there. And I said, well, you know, I noticed you don't really work that building. Do you ever think about selling it? And he goes, you know what? It's funny. I thought about that this morning. And no kidding, that guy, not only did he sell me that building, he carried the paper.
Wow.
And that's kind of how I feel my occupation and sense of being is a form of manifest destiny. So.
Wow.
Oh, man.
That's cool. Okay, now here's some important parts here now. One, how do people get a hold of you?
And let's talk about your nonprofit real fast.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we've got a few minutes. So we've got to make that happen. Talk about your nonprofit.
Okay. So about 8 or so more years ago, when we had a decline in the economy, we also had a hit in entitlement programs. So Medi-Cal stopped making glasses for that population. And, of course, because I had the ability to make glasses from a raw material, my overhead costs were less. So I got involved with a community event called Project Homeless Connect, where I would set up a one-stop shop atmosphere and lab where we would get a prescription determined and make a pair of glasses on site right there while they waited. And it was a tremendous success, and it's been going on ever since.
Thank you for that.
Thank you for what you did, Dan. And thank you so much for becoming part of our family here.
This has been a delight.
We need an address and your website and phone numbers.
Okay, well, you can look me up at dansoptical.net, and I'm the only optical manufacturing place in Reading, but I'm located out in Shasta Lake City, so just look up optical manufacturing or Dan's Optical Lab in Shasta Lake, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you may have.
So we come see you in Shasta Lake.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas, Sharon. Thank you for what you do for our community.
You're very welcome.
All right. Hey, when we get back, Sharon Clark.
And Community Talk Radio for the North State, AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Ready. News brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. You can see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading. SRN News up next on KCNR.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The UN General Assembly gearing up for a vote on President Trump's decision to move the American Embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. Mr. Trump vows to retaliate against those voting against the U.S.
For all of these nations that take our money and then they vote against us at the Security Council, or they vote against us potentially at the Assembly, they take hundreds of millions of dollars and even billions of dollars and then they vote against us. Well, we're watching those votes. Let them vote against us. We'll save a lot. We don't care.
More from correspondent Warren Levinson in New York.
A letter from Ambassador Haley to General Assembly members says the president will be watching and threatens retaliation for a vote against American plans to move its embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. A tweet made the point more sharply. The U.S. will be taking names, she says. The vote in the 193-member assembly, whose resolutions are not binding, follows the U.S. veto of a similar measure in the Security Council.
The president's urging House Republicans to pass a spending bill aimed at preventing a government shutdown this weekend. Taking to Twitter this morning, Mr. Trump writes that House Democrats want a shutdown for the holidays in order to distract from the very popular just-passed tax cuts. Australian police say the driver of the vehicle that slammed into pedestrians in Melbourne is an Australian citizen of Afghan descent. Victoria State Police Commander Russell Barrett says a 32-year-old has a history of drug use and mental health issues.
At this stage, we believe it is a deliberate act. However, we do not know the motivation, and it is still early stages of the investigation.
19 people injured. Georgia's utility regulators allowing construction to go ahead on two new nuclear reactors, despite massive cost overruns for the multi-billion dollar Plant Vogtle project. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 104 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
From the studio that brought you Miracles from Heaven and Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs comes the star.
That light, that's the star. This is where it's been leading me.
We've come to honor the new king.
What's his name?
His name is Jesus.
Experience the family event of the holiday season.
Do you guys like frankincense? I never know what to get.
The Star. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing. For tickets and showtimes, go to thestarmovie.com.
Dynovite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of LicoChops free.
New, improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E.
And now 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops.
Free this week at Dynovite.com.
Dynovite is nutrition. Dinovite.com.
The International Red Cross says the total number of suspected cholera cases in Yemen has reached a troubling milestone.
A million cases of cholera now in Yemen. The numbers are rising by the day, and there is almost nothing with which to treat the victims. The blockade by the Saudi-led coalition of Yemen's ports, although partially lifted, still means deliveries of medicine are delayed. Fuel imports, essential for Yemen's water pumping stations, are slow to non-existent. Food, too, is desperately scarce. Yemen is the world's worst humanitarian crisis.
The BBC's Imogene Folks. 4 Romanian men have been convicted and sentenced to up to 21 months in jail for daring thefts from moving postal trucks in Sweden. Cameras mounted in the rear of one of the trucks showed how the thieves boarded the vehicles from a car as it was traveling along at 50 miles per hour. News and analysis, townhall.com. Senator Al Franken says he'll officially step down early next month.
The Minnesota Democrat, who announced his resignation earlier this month amid allegations of sexual misconduct, says his last day on the job will be January 2nd. A spokesman for Senator Franken says Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Tina Smith, appointed by Governor Mark Dayton to fill Senator Franken's seat, will do so on January 3rd. Senator Franken has denied some of the allegations against him, but bowed to pressure to resign after several Democratic senators called on him to do so. In the past few days, some Democrats had urged him to reconsider. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Alaska communities finally getting what most of the country has, high-speed internet. Developers of the fiber optic project say the new connections are a result of several factors, including technical advances, willing private investors, and a warming Arctic environment that's opened up the limited construction season. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 21st of December, 2017. The news is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week, newly remodeled, same great service, same great... outstanding, in fact, I can even say outstanding, walk-in humidor, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, what's the weather look like there, Sweetie?
Well, we're currently at 40 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. Sunny today with our highs of 57, mostly clear tonight with lows of 34. Friday calls for a high of 57 with a low of 38. Saturday calls for a high of 60. And Saturday night will be partly cloudy with a low of 41. Now, Sunday... mostly sunny with our high 61. Then on Sunday night, we have a slight chance of showers, partly cloudy, with low of around 40. Looks like we don't have any too much of a chill factor going on here. Christmas Day will be with the 58, and Monday night, which is Christmas night, will be a little chance of rain. Looks like Santa maybe not won't be snowed in here in Northern California. Tuesday, high of 57, and Wednesday, we're about 57. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
This portion of the show brought to you by, okay, guys, girls, Four Winds Jewelry. We were just down there, 15 to 20% off on everything.
Anniversary sale.
Anniversary sale, right at Christmas, because it is the anniversary, and you get a chance, besides just seeing Rebecca, who is just a bright splash in
and
your
Leonard
life. Leonard
is on
there.
The premises.
Leonard's on the premises. So when you go in there, not only do you get to talk to and be uplifted by Rebecca, you get to listen to Leonard, too, and which may, you know, either uplift you or bum you out. We're not sure. Depends on how he feels. Anyway, Leonard, a great friend who used to own Four Winds Jewelry, but Rebecca and Henry, who have taken over and just done an outstanding job. 2225 Hilltop Drive, again, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, where we go to buy our Christmas presents. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4.
But you know what, Carl? It's been a fantastic morning. There's nothing better.
Learned a lot today.
Exactly. There's nothing better than be around people who are infectious with their passion of what they do. We started off with Bridget from our new
Stephanie Bridget.
Stephanie Bridget, our new district attorney, and then we had Dan from Dan's Optical. That was fascinating, and now one of my favorite people who just never stops the passion. Perfection and growing her business is Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. Good morning.
Good morning. Carl's got two hot blondes in the studio this morning.
Whoa, you know what?
Harassment?
I'm hoping for it, though. You know what? The only thing I hope is that I become the bologna and the best friend sandwich. Okay? That's all I want. Be hugged.
I think it's funny. Bob turned around and went like, you know what?
No, Bob. Don't bleep me
out. I'm tired of the whole political. I mean, can you imagine Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra in this era?
No.
Can you imagine that Rat Pack? Any of that stuff would have never happened in this era.
They had a lot of class.
But
they,
they still did tongue in cheek.
Oh, sure,
and,
sure.
You know, it just would have never. It's an era gone by, and I feel like, you know, when you're trying, I understand that you have to have guidelines. And I'm wondering with your business, you know, home helpers and people going in, with you're so up on rules and regulations. Are there new rules that have been passed for some of your workers of how they're, you know, what you can and can't do? Has that changed a lot in the industry?
That's a great question. You know, what it's been from the very beginning when we do training is it's when you're dealing with employees, it's their comfort level, not mine. And everyone has different backgrounds, different triggers, different histories. So when you're dealing with workplace situations, we always tell them it's your comfort level. So if you're not comfortable in a client's home for whatever reason, we will remove you. Same as with our clients. If they're not comfortable with a caregiver for whatever reason, they're my boss, we reassign somebody new. Because I think, you know, some people have, you know, histories from childhood that they're going to be more sensitive to certain behaviors than other people. And we just don't want anyone ever in a situation where they're not comfortable. To me, I mean, if an older man, you know, kind of flirts with me or compliments me or something like that, you know, I take it with a grain of salt and sarcastically say something back and I'm funny. But some people, you know, they're not as comfortable. So
right.
we just want everyone to feel like they're treated with respect.
Right.
And, you know, we do have clients sometimes with age or dementia. The filters have, you know, gone and they may say and do things that, you know, in their younger years they would have never done. And we have to understand those conditions so that we're patient with that.
Well, you because you're in the industry, you understand that. But let's kind of go back into the dementia part of that. What happens when you talk about those filters? Is that kind of like tongue in cheek, but in all seriousness, where there's inappropriate behavior that could happen if people don't understand that they're doing that?
Absolutely. And even toward the family members, which really then they understand that this isn't something someone's doing deliberately, you know. And so, and generally, no offense, Carl, but it's a lot of men that do it,
mm-hmm.
that lose their filter and get more flirtatious and sometimes over the top.
Like flashing.
Yeah. But again, it's kind of like understanding that, redirecting that behavior. But again, there are people that are comfortable, dementia-trained caregivers that understand how to handle those scenarios. And then there are other people, you know, if they're with a client that starts to exhibit those behaviors and they're not comfortable even with some training, then we just – because that client also deserves a caregiver that understands that behavior.
And respects
right.
their privacy and the dignity
correct.
Of
correct.
Who that and actually protecting them almost like a cop.
Right. I mean, you've got to like, yeah. And it doesn't belittle it or tease
no.
on it. And
no.
so, yeah.
No.
It's a slippery slope.
It is a slippery slope.
And when we do the training on this, on like, you know, harassment in the workplace, we do have a disclaimer in our handbook that says, you know, due to age or dementia, because generally in normal work environments, you would remove the culprit from the scenario, but we end up having to remove the caregiver from the scenario because we are dealing with a medically induced situation, not a, you know, a peer
mm-hmm.
that's overstepping. So we have to be really careful with that and have a lot of great communication. And luckily we have such amazing families we work with. And sometimes the daughters of these clients are just so embarrassed, you know. But again, we educate them too, that we're used to dealing with these kinds of things and that's why we're there and we'll handle it. So,
well, in your by the way, you have a fabulous website. We would like to share with our chat pack and all of our listeners. It's homehelpers.com. And something that you have added that maybe we've never talked about, you've got nannies in there. We've talked mm-hmm. about caregivers, but I don't think I've seen the nannies.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about that. Ooh, that's great.
Yeah. So in Reading, how we've utilized that service the most is more of a new mom scenario. We have such a close-knit community. A lot of people, they really don't need ongoing help with the kids. We have such great resources. However, one of my first clients was a doctor and his wife that moved to Reading. He was obviously knee-deep in his practice getting established. She was pregnant with twins and had two under three, and got put on bed rest. And so he's obviously not able, and this is like maybe 3 months before the babies are due, so she's got family that can come when they're born.
Mm-hmm.
So for 3 months, we're in there cooking
she's
and cleaning.
She's got two kids under the age of three,
yeah.
and she's pregnant with two more.
Yeah.
and gets put on bed rest.
But he's a doctor. Don't they know what causes
it?
Yeah.
I mean, how wonderful. I'm sure that, you know, it's when you have your kids close together or when one has their kids close together, it's nice for them to grow up close.
Yeah, just get it all. Yeah. But we've also had, you know, moms.
So the nanny then took care of that.
Correct.
Of take care of the kids and all this, right.
So she could rest. And then we've had, you know, a mom that maybe has a few kids and is pregnant with her third, and a group of her girlfriends will go in on a gift certificate for some services from us to help her through that first few weeks. Because at that point, your third or fourth kid, you've got the stroller, you've got the bassinet, you've got what you need is another person doing laundry and cooking and cleaning. And we will interact with the baby if they want us to, but generally our goal is to allow the mom to bond with her baby, let us take care of all the other things.
Yeah.
So that you can have your time with your baby and not worry.
That just makes sense.
It's so wonderful.
There's another one of those things we're talking about. Short term, long term. All of it quality, all of it does, you know, with the whole mission behind it is to take care of the customer there. Or mm-hmm. in this case, whether it's a newborn, whether it's a mother with a newborn or somebody that's in his 80s and 90s and just needs to have somebody around a little
mm-hmm.
bit.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take a break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. What a great gift, if you haven't gotten one, is a gift certificate for a class for concealed carry and Northern Firearms Instruction. Not only that, they have a women's only class that's going to be the 5th and 6th of January, or the 6th and 7th of January, one of those 2 days. It's that weekend. Why not buy your loved one a concealed carry permit? In this case, get the certificate for a free class for your wife or loved one. And you can find these. I'm just totally screwing this up. I'm sorry. I'm looking all around the room here. Yeah, what it is, it's a gift certificate for Northern Firearms Instruction. Go to usgunpro.com. They're going to show you where the classes are. You can buy a certificate that's good for all year long there. Give them a call at 530-999-1822. All right. We're going to take a break. Break.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree.
During this holiday season, we want to thank all of our veterans and active military for defending our freedoms in areas all around the world. Every day, these brave men and women put themselves in harm's way so we may all enjoy the American way. I'm Joe Comente, Executive Director of the Shasta Builders Exchange and the Trade School. On behalf of our staff, members, and students, we want to wish all of you a Merry Christmas and a happy and safe New Year. God bless you, and thank you for your service.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing. Featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatment, we're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Ooh, Merry Christmas, Christmas come this time each year.
Ooh, welcome back.
Well, way up north where the air
gets cold. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 here on the 21st of December.
Are you twisting?
Is anybody? No, I'm not twisting. I'm just kind of, you know, I'm going to do my... Don't get me started here.
Doing the
I've got a
shuffle.
Whole routine of dance steps.
You're doing your Santa shuffle.
I'm doing, you know, don't get me going up, you know.
Picking fruit?
Yeah, picking fruit.
No. No. It's you're getting the cans from the top. Put them into the cart.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Like that. And then, of course, you got the ski moves.
Yeah, the ski moves.
And of course,
I can't wait till they can see you on the air.
Then the water sprinkler.
Yeah.
This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at North State Security. You know, I'm hearing all of these horrible things that are happening, but everywhere I turn, I see these signs that said patrol by North State Security. Imagine this. You've got somebody in your business, and you've called the police, and it's going to take the police 20 minutes to get there. It's not their fault. It's just the fact that, you know, it's really busy, 60 miles, square miles. If you've got this plan with North State Security, you call them, and under 10 minutes, they're going to have somebody there in your business or at your home. At the, you know, any place that you have hired to have them at, and they're going to be there. More officers on the road at any one time than the police. They guard not only, private businesses and homes, but they're also working with the city. They're going to be patrolling the trails. They're going to be doing the bicycle patrols.
That's great.
On our trails. North State Security, and they are looking for professionals right now. They're looking for people to join North State Security. It's a stepping stone to get into law enforcement agencies. Sheriff Pasinko started at North State Security.
He did?
He did,
as
many other people that are in our law enforcement community. Give him a call, 243-0295. North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. We're here with Sharon Clark.
Good morning.
Good morning. You know, we're talking about things that are happening. We've got a big thing to reveal here toward the end of the show. But we're talking about now, okay, so Christmas and the holidays is usually when families get together, and if you have older parents, usually people travel to them.
Mm-hmm.
When you're there, this is a time to do, a lot of things can happen. A lot of things can happen in a year where people on the phone sound fine.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But when you get to the house, things have changed.
Yes, and many times, parents are trying to protect their kids or cover for their spouse on how well they're doing. And so to have this is your opportunity to have your eyes and ears open when you're visiting any loved one, whether it's parents or an aunt or a grandmother. But, you know, some main things to look for, you can easily, look in the fridge. Is it full of food? Are things expired? You know, you're obviously going to be spending some time there. So that's a really easy one to kind of check out. Hygiene of your loved one is another easy way to kind of ascertain how they're doing. If you have a mother or grandmother who's always been very pristine in her hygiene and, she's more disheveled and not in clean clothes, that's another indicator that maybe it's time for family to get involved in helping. Past due notices stacking up, double checking to make sure that, if you see any bills laying around or there's confusion. And the other one I really like is medication. Checking in on meds because if you're comfortable asking, because the last statistic I read, 65% of hospitalizations amongst the elderly annually are due to medication noncompliance. So loved ones either overtaking or undertaking, getting confused. Medications are wonderful to have on board. They help with so many, you know, conditions if taken responsibly. So I always say, if you're close enough to say, hey, Graham or hey, Mom, show me what are you taking now and how do you have your meds set up? And if they can explain to you, oh, I take this pill here, kind of double check that they understand it. If there is some confusion, maybe suggesting they get the 7-day pill box, you can kind of help them fill it up the first time. That helps people. There's multiple times we've all done it, Carl, where you have the bottle in your hand and you get distracted and then you look back down and you go, did I take those? You know, I've done it multiple times. Like, did I take those or did I?
You know, there's been a couple of times you've come in here. I've wondered about that. If you've overtaken your perhaps too many vitamins.
There you go.
In the morning,
too many vitamins. Too many B12.
And you got two shots of espresso instead of just one.
There you go.
But you're right. That happens to everybody. You know, I take an aspirin every day. I mean, it's not a big thing, but still, you know, something happens and I'm going, I take that.
Yeah.
If everybody's in a routine, okay, take my aspirin now, you know, because you do it at night. So, and then, but if I don't do it right then and I wander around, I come back, I take it. Luckily, it's just aspirin, so I can pop two of them.
Right.
But I can imagine for some people if they're taking something.
Yeah, there's a lot of confusing medication protocols with blood pressure pills where they're supposed to, there's, you know, the electronic, you know, blood pressure machine and Mom takes her blood pressure. And then if it's above this, take the pill. If it's below this, don't take the pill. And
wow.
So, you know, those kinds of situations get really tough on people to manage. And so really, you know, having the wherewithal to kind of check.
They actually do that? So you know, they just don't give them like one dose?
Yeah, because if they have high blood pressure, they need to make sure that it's high that day. So if your blood pressure is normal and you take a high blood pressure pill, then your blood pressure drops. So some people, they don't have consistently high blood pressure. It goes up and down.
Oh, okay, I see.
So it's more...
Oh, I've never heard of that. That's strange. So, that could really be confusing.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, my father at the end had two shoe boxes full of medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, not or boxes like that. And I looked at him, I said, how could anybody know? How could... Because he saw like four doctors toward the end. How could any doctor know what this man's taking? Because... I mean, they should all know that, you know, if this doctor is giving you medicine for this, he also should know all these other medicines you're taking.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you've got one pharmacist, you know, like, you know, people that, you know, that's kind of like your last stand is that pharmacist. And if you've got a pharmacist that's been working with you for a long time and he's looking at these, he's going to say, well, you know what, some of these are not working together.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go to, you know, some big box stores, they don't know you, and you go and get it. Boom. So
it's so important that you
watch out for your parents at that time.
And we're also dealing with the children of the depression. Some of them, when they're done with the medication, if there's some left, they save it because they might need it again someday. So we're dealing with expired medications, older medications, medications that aren't supposed to be on board anymore. So I've been into homes where, you know, they get a pain med like Norco or something and they don't need it all, but, you know, they might need it again. So then they're saving it. Well, you know. Then one day their back hurts and they take expired medication or something, you know. And so, you know, it's really important to kind of, if they can't explain it to you, there may be an issue. My last tip is if you have some concerns about them driving, take a ride with your parent around 4 or 5 o'clock at dusk. Have them drive somewhere where they're not familiar with you in the passenger seat. And if you feel comfortable, I will allow them to stay on the road. Because I'll tell you, there's so many kids that struggle with this.
Some place that they're not familiar with. It does because it's harder to see. And so,
And if you do start to see that they're failing of you know, with confusion or whatever, sometimes you can help your parents self-limit. You can say, okay, Mom, I noticed that was a struggle for you. Why don't we agree that you'll drive on clear days, only in daylight hours, you know, not at rush hour, and you'll take these roads that aren't so busy, you know, because women are really great at, generally speaking, really limiting. Sometimes the stubborn older guy has a tougher time because it's kind of that.
So is it easier to talk your mom into something like that? I can't imagine me talking my mom into that. Mom, you can only drive after the hours of 9 o'clock on clear days, and you can't drive downtown.
Well, you can't say it like that. It's a negotiation.
Oh, okay.
Mom, you know, I noticed that you were a little bit uncomfortable. Have you ever thought about? The other thing I would encourage people to do with their parents, if they're driving and they're doing well, is, Mom, you're doing such a great job. If I ever see that I have concerns about your driving, do I have your permission to bring that up and we can strategize how to keep everybody safe on the road with you? And so then you can say, Mom, we spoke about it a couple years back. Remember, you gave me permission. So I really have a little bit of concern. I know you've had some cataract vision stuff happening, or your reflexes seem a little slower. Can we chat about what we can do together to make, you know, maybe you offer, maybe there's a family member that can drive Mom when it's really far across town to the doctor, or yeah, appointments are out, you know. And sometimes it's not taking their license, but it's like, let's just strategize a safety plan.
Well, your people help them with that, right?
Yeah, we'll drive them.
Of course,
them. Yeah.
You'll drive them. And,
yeah.
You know, or you could Uber them or something like that, if they understand that concept.
And the nice thing about us is, you know, we'll walk them through the store, we'll help them carry the groceries out, we'll help them get the groceries in. And so it's, I always say, it's kind of like having your own hired chauffeur.
There you go.
So they tend to be okay with it, but...
Okay, we're here with Sharon Clark of Home Helpers, the premier home care agency in Northern California.
Oh, I like that language.
Maybe all of California. Well, it is the premier home care because you all provide such great service to people. I mean, I've seen it. I've met your employees. Now, you know, a lot of times when we talk, you know, about different companies, we haven't met the employees. Like, you know, what I'm going to talk, you know, if I talk about SST Oil, we've met the employees.
Yes.
We've met the people that run this place. We see how much they care about our community. And you are got the lead in this thing. I mean, there's so many things you do that people don't know about because you just don't say anything about, you know, charities and helping out and giving, and especially in a veterans community where you find out that somebody's a veteran, you're passing that information on to the people that need to know it.
Absolutely.
You have saved people, countless, probably hundreds of thousands of dollars because you've discovered they're a veteran. They didn't understand their rights of being a veteran and their all the benefits that go along with it. So you trotted on over there to the Shasta County Veterans Service Office, turned them on, or to the VA.
I love finding free money for my veterans.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Sharon Clark. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. It's 8:31 in the morning here on the 21st of December. Is everybody ready for Christmas yet? Have you gotten everything? Are you going to be like Bob and I, that we meet on Christmas morning at 0:30, and we go to places to try and find those last-minute gifts? We'll be right back.
Give the corners of the girls and boys all day. Santa comes on big. Come a calling when the snow's the most, when all your cats are sleeping warm as toast, and you gonna flip when old Saint Nick lays a lick on a peppermint stick.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Redding.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink. president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Our Shasta County Veterans Service Office wishes all active duty, their families, and local veterans a Merry Christmas. Our troops make a courageous effort year-round to ensure Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veterans Service Officer, saluting all Armed Forces men and women and wishing you a happy holiday season.
This salute brought to you by Simpson University and Dan's Optical.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
I'm glad that at least you've got this cute, positive energy coming from
you.
The
Charlie Bear. This is the Charlie Brown Christmas, you know, thing.
The teddy bear dance.
Linus and Lucy.
I love watching the history on Charles Schulz. There was a thing I think it came across on my Facebook, and I watched the clip. You know how sometimes you get in the videos, and the next thing you know, you're like, oh my God, I've watched the animals, I've watched the kids. Yeah. Well, there was one about this kid that was just... He was a terrible student. He flunked. He got Fs. He got Ds. He was bullied. He flunked out of this. He flunked out of that. And he was never good at any subject. Somehow he graduated. I don't know how that happened. But then he knew that he was good at art, and he submitted his art to his high school yearbook. And then they said, we don't want it. And he was rejected again. And then as time went on, he knew that he was particularly good at that. And so because he was kind of like the life of somebody who was not downtrodden, but, you know, kind of rejected. And
like Charlie Brown.
So he created characters after his own life. And at that point, we still don't know it's Charles Schulz. But, of course, when you see Peanuts, you know, of course. So then he went to Disney, and Disney wanted to see more. And he was rejected by Disney. But as time went on, he created this. And, you know, of course, he's like, you know, a world phenomenon. Who doesn't know Charlie Brown?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, who doesn't know Minnie and Mickey?
Well, you know, don't you remember being a kid and, like, we didn't have DVDs, we didn't have VHS. It came on at 8:30 on a Wednesday night. My mom circled it in the TV guide. We got out the sleeping bag. And you know, because if you weren't home to watch it, like, you missed it.
Yes.
That
you
was until the next year.
Yeah, until the next year. Like, all of those claymation, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, and all of that.
And we have that one, and Santa, and just all of
Santa Claus is coming to town. Yeah.
All of the with Burl Ives, and Frosty the Snowman.
And I just remember sitting there on the floor, like, waiting on the sleeping bag.
Because you couldn't see it. If you missed it, it's true. Yep. You wouldn't see it again for another year.
We didn't have DVDs. We didn't have, whatever.
The TV guide. How cool was that? I remember TV guides being, now they're like,
mailed to your
books.
House.
They're like books.
You buy them at the store, they'd be mailed to you.
Because they're so thick. But I remember the TV guides used to be, you know, cool, so you could watch everything that was coming on your on the TV and during Christmas. You're right. Mom would mark things
and
out.
And she'd say, okay, your bedtime's 8:30, but you get to dip till 9 tonight because there's a special on TV.
Special. Hey, in case you're just tuning in, Sharon Clark, who is the owner and founder of Home Helpers, you know, she's been with us throughout the years, and we've just watched
from
her business
the very
grow.
Beginning.
And it's so great to have her on today. I want to read a little testimonial from you, which is very indicative of Sharon and the kind of work environment she has. This is a testimonial from her website. I began working with Judy and Home Helpers in 1978. Since that time, they have found wonderful people for us. Judy Richards of Home Helpers has been like a fairy godmother to my family. She has hand-selected, excellent, and well-suited help for me and my family for 17 years.
Yeah, obviously somebody, you know, that somebody that's working with Sharon like that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's the kind of thing is it's a choice. That's the thing is what Sharon does is she puts them together with the right people. So the and so when you get something like that, that's why I said when we met Sharon, when we had a party, we met all those people that worked for you for so long.
Well, and you know, we're celebrating 15 years in business this summer, and I'm going to have you guys come. I haven't asked you, but I assume you'll come for me. To kind of DJ, MC it.
Yes.
MC it.
It's an honor.
15 years. I feel like we need to kind of have something kind of big. So you'll get to see. I want clients. I want community people that have supported us.
Well,
you know, I started.
Going to be a large party
I started this
there.
Business out of my dining room with a metal desk in 2004. So you know, it's been a long journey getting here. And and for those of you that want to visit our website, it's readinghomehelpers.com. And you can kind of see more about my bio and the staffing and services we provide if you have a loved one that may need some help. And if you're listening to the show, and even if your loved one's not in Reading, I've helped a lot of families that live here, but families live somewhere else. I can make recommendations for services in those areas or even just hear you out, you know, give you some advice. So even if your loved one isn't here in Shasta County, I'm happy to help.
You are so cool. And the fact that you've had people that have worked for you for so long is amazing. You have had people from the very beginning.
Yeah, I have the second caregiver I ever hired. She's 76. She keeps threatening to retire, finally. She actually retired from the Forest Service and then came to work for me. And but she says, well, when this client, if this client ends, if this assignment ends with a client, I'll probably retire. Well, she has a few clients that are doing so well. She, you know, they're here and they're doing great. And
how many of them are helping keeping her going too? You know, we got something.
Oh,
like
yeah,
that.
Oh yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But you know, the other thing too is, you know, we have you have a spot that plays on the radio here with the people that you know have written you letters and all that, and you've written, you know, you're saying, you know,
oh yeah,
thank
the testimonials,
you so much. The
yeah.
testimonials, just heartfelt like mm-hmm. that. So, okay, Sharon Clark, something new.
Something exciting.
Here's what I'm going to do. We're going to go to a very quick break, and we're going to come back so we have spend the next 18 minutes talking about this. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, man's last stronghold, a veteran-owned business who gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You know what? Go on down there and tell DC Tim and Logan, Merry Christmas, and get your haircut. We'll be right back.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me.
Season's greetings from the Reading Civic Auditorium. This is Nathan Parmalee, talent buyer for the Civic. We wish all our veterans and active duty servicemen and women a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Everyone at the Reading Civic Auditorium is grateful for your service to our country and extend our hopes for a peaceful and prosperous new year for you and your families. Stay warm, stay safe, and we'll see you soon at the Civic.
We're Billy and Patrick for Kia's Light Up the Holidays sales event. We both own Kias and we love them.
Light up your holidays and make no payments until after the new year on Reading Kia's award-winning lineup.
Great deals are waiting for you right now in the 2018 Kia Sorento, the highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality in 2017. With available 7-passenger seating and all-wheel drive, Kia Sorento sets the bar a little higher.
The 2017 Kia Niro Hybrid is the highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality. The fuel economy is outstanding, and like all Kia, it's backed by America's best warranty.
Test drive a 2018 all-wheel drive Kia Sportage, the SUV that can tackle the toughest roads with confidence. It's a KBB Best Buy.
And the 2018 Kia Soul is ready to light up your holidays, too. Kia Soul, the highest-ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality in 2017.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes with every new Kia purchase.
Reading Kia. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, ReadingKia.com.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Merry Christmas from all of us at True Life Church. We pray that you have a wonderful celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. This is a great country that from the beginning was established with freedom of religion, a freedom to worship God as you choose. We are also thankful for the Constitution and its rule of law, and a hearty thanks to the people who were and are willing to give their life and live their life to make and keep this country free. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Manheim Steamroller here.
1984, do you believe that's when that came out?
No, because I wasn't in the country then. I wasn't in the country, I don't believe it. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, my friends.
I was in junior high.
Yeah, I wish I was. It's exactly 15 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Tomorrow we got Dr. Kara Tennant coming in here talking about our last, we're talking about veterinarian stuff and our furry friends and all this coming in tomorrow, along with a number of other people that are going to be rocking with us tomorrow. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil. SST Oil, want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Remind everybody that they've got all the kerosene business. If you need kerosene out there for your heaters or for anything like that, give them a call at 241-1167. They also have the CFN cards that are good at 57,000 different places. You can either use it for your business or your home or both. But using it for your business, as we do, is a way we can also have a force multiplier for our people so they can get gas in different areas around here if we send them out. SST Oil, really good people in town, owned by themselves. This is an employee-owned store. Or business here. It's one of the largest businesses in Reading. Give them a call. 241-1167. Veterans get discounts there. Okay, we're here with Sharon Clark. And now's the time for the special announcement. Sharon Clark is coming back on the air.
Yay!
And we've missed you. So what's new?
So basically, and thank you both of you so much for your support. I have done a radio show on your station before, and business just took over, and I didn't have the time for it. And so I feel like I've got such a great team in the office, and one of my passions is just continuing to educate families before the crisis on what I've learned in 14 years and what's available in Reading and what resources. And sometimes it's just support, to know that they're not alone. And so we're launching Generations with Sharon Clark.
Title.
Yes, Wednesdays at 9. Following you guys.
That's
and
right.
So I'm excited because I think, and I chose the title Generations because how I view aging is different than how someone in their 50s views it, than someone in their 60s or 70s views it. We all have different challenges we're facing. Maybe they're our own. Maybe they're for our family member. And so I really wanted to make a broad impact. And I'm hoping one of my ideas is one show a month to have three generations of women on talking about a topic relative to those generations. And so, for instance, you're
talking like millennials
yes.
on up.
Yes. And
I like that.
What does the word put mom in a home mean to a 25-year-old versus me versus,
mom.
Trish.
Trish.
Trish, yeah. Who's so yeah. active and right. amazing, And so, I think that's an interesting dichotomy because I still have people use that term, put mom in a home. My daughter's never really heard that term, who's 22. And so I really want to, open up that dialogue between those generations, which I think will be really fun. But also, throughout the course of the show, talk about
you know, estate planning and how important that is for those generations of people, or, you know, medical equipment, what's available to help keep your loved one safe at home. What's the difference between assisted living, independent living, nursing care?
You know, that was one of the things that, when I over at the VA at the home, there, they said they have assisted care and they have another kind of care.
Memory care.
Well, one of them is you can get by on your own. Mm-hmm. Another one is you need somebody there to help you almost all the time. But then there's a third group there with the memory.
Right.
Side, the Alzheimer's.
Probably independent assisted memory.
Yeah. I didn't get the, that's exactly what it was. What's independent assisted and then this last one here. So, and so it's important that people understand that, because there can be people like, if when I grow up, I want to be like her mom and dad, mid-80s. Well, no, he's 80s.
That still haven't talked to us about what they want.
Because right now, because they can outwalk us and outwork us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they really can. They just keep going, and they're 86 and 84.
Yeah, they're going for it.
And that's so awesome.
It is.
You've got good genes, though.
But that's the kind of thing is, would love to hear the show about, you know, the question would be is, hey, how would you like me to approach this?
Right.
When you do that, you let us know, because we're going to be right here for that one. How do you start to dialogue with your parent about, you know, not now, but maybe 5 years from now, you know, as things get, you know, as we start slowing down, because we're getting older too, how can we best serve your needs?
And you'll bring in estate planners and people like that will...
Yep, address a lot of those questions for people. And, you know, and I will going back to Linda's parents, that generation was very private. So, you know, they don't want to share a lot about finances or long-term care insurance or what their wishes are. And it's not that they're trying to be difficult. Those were just, you just didn't talk about it. You didn't talk about that.
You bucked up.
Yeah.
You didn't buck up.
What they don't realize is it will be your problem.
Yeah.
You know, and by not communicating with you, when they're in the ER, some tragedy happens. Hopefully it doesn't, but let's say it does. And mom calls you up, and you're trying to help mom decide how to get dad home and what kind of care he needs. And now you're figuring out, well, what can you afford, mom? And what did dad want to recover from this? Do you think he would want, you know, now you're in the mix of that, and it's a burden to you. And in addition to just having, you know, nobody wants to be a burden to their kids. So when I talk to that senior group, I say, do not be a burden to your children. And then that really hits them, because that's not what they're trying to do. They're trying to protect you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But in the process of doing that, it shuts off the line of communication.
Yes.
And then you're sitting there set. Not only are you dealing with dad had this issue, now I don't know what to do.
My mom, I have to share this because my mom.
I was getting ready to share that, but you're going to do
it.
Okay.
My mom had a
major.
A T-bone. She was T-boned. And airbags.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everything. Stored the car.
And she's still mad about it because she thinks that the cop did, because my mom is older, that it was her fault. And she wasn't, she didn't feel like she was treated fairly. Anyway, so she went to the emergency. Of course, the ambulance came. And all the nurses kept coming in and saying, how old are you? Because she's just naturally just looks young. And they kept asking her, so she didn't call me. I was not called.
For 2 days.
My sister-in-law calls me, and I pull over in the back of, I will never forget this, I was at Buena Ventura, and I pull over by where the wine was. And I remember I was so mad. Isn't that funny, my reaction? I was mad that she couldn't feel like she called me. So I immediately cried and went into this whole... like it's all about me thing, and like, well, I'm the baby. Why didn't you call me? How could you call my sister-in-law over me?
Yeah.
I get a phone call because I'm teaching that day. I'm teaching that day at Oasis, and I have to go outside because Linda's out there just angry.
I was hysterical.
My
mom's
wrong?
Fine, but I'm really upset.
She was in the hospital.
Well, she was
and blue from head to toe.
As your mom said, you'll get over this.
Yeah, she does. She says, you'll get over it. I didn't want to call him, but
I didn't want you to worry.
I didn't want you to worry. That's what I'm exactly. Right. I did not want you to worry. Meanwhile, I'm in the hospital, almost died. But I don't want you to worry.
She wasn't that close to death. She came out of there. She walked away from it. I mean, I'm going to say this. It was a Chrysler. And everything that was supposed to happen on that car did.
Lincoln.
Everything. Or Lincoln. Well, it's a Lincoln Chrysler, right? Anyway, I don't know. Anyway, every airbag deployed the way it should have. Okay, getting back, though.
We can see what a passionate topic this is.
That's a perfect example of what you're saying.
Right.
The other thing, too, is people think they have wills, that they're covered and their kids are covered. And we've learned that's not true. because then you go into probate.
Well, Dave Ramsey, I just heard this the other day on Dave Ramsey's show, and I think there's different periods of time that people listen to the radio, so I'm very excited about the fact that you're going to be doing this 9 o'clock on Wednesdays, right after our show. So anyway, he had said that each person should have their own will, not just the couple will, that's a trust, but each person should have their own will that when I die, I want this. Mm-hmm. I want this to go to that person. Because when you assume, it never happens.
Well, yeah, I was even told my daughter should have one at 22.
Yes.
Because she has certain things that she wants and doesn't want. We don't want to think about those things. It's super uncomfortable. But, you know, tragedies happen. And again, back to educating yourself before the crisis. Excuse me. You know, having my daughter have a medical emergency and me second guessing what she would want me to be doing adds to my stress and anxiety about the whole thing. And so, you know, to protect your family, your loved ones,
it's like the resuscitate thing and all that kind of stuff. I mean, you hate to think about it when they're kids, but is that we're all coughing here?
Yeah.
Is that something? But I think the bottom line, though, with the show Generations is, and it's going to be much more than just preparation for the future there. I mean, that's going to be a big part, but it's going to be covering a whole lot of different things there, right?
Right, and there's a lot that goes along with aging well. For, you know, exercise and diet and nutrition and how to find a good doctor. I want to have some physicians on to talk about, you know, when you're looking for a doctor. Because I've had a lot of seniors that their doctor goes, oh, you're old, this is what happens.
I hate that.
You know, and
I hate that.
And it's horrible. You know, and there are times that, you know, when you have, you know, osteoporosis, and your back is hurting, and it's a chronic condition. Mm-hmm. It is true that we're managing it. You know, we're not going to fix it. But just to have somebody just discount you.
Yes.
And so I want to have some great doctors that I respect on talking about what are our rights as patients. Because I also see a lot of my clients go, well, that, you know, what the doctors and the politicians said is the truth. That generation is really trusting of that, and they don't realize they have rights as a consumer.
They have options.
Yeah.
They have options.
The doctors make mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had a doctor tell me that once, and I quit going to that particular doctor. They said, you're getting older, and that's just the way it is. You're going to hurt. You're going to ache. You're going to whatever. And I went, I refused to believe that.
Right.
And I never went back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that. I think that a really good person that was well-rounded would say, but you, here's materials for you to read. How about this book? What about going to see this naturopath? How about chiropractic? How about acupuncture?
Right.
Let's figure out a whole regime that could work for you to bring you into a better place of health.
Mm-hmm.
That's, to me, a good doctor.
Right. And compassion for the times that, you know, I'm so sorry that you're experiencing this. You know, here's some ideas that I have, but so there's just a wide range of topics, and I'm brainstorming as we're talking.
The thing about it is that you've been surrounded by this. This has been your life for 15 years, and so you have seen, you have given advice, you have made mistakes, you have done great things, and of course, I really think that you don't learn anything unless it's by
Because
of a mistake, and I'm not talking death mistakes or anything, but just, you know, oh, I could have done this, I should have done this. So you're looking at people as they've aged, because you've had people for a long time. You know what? I think if, you know, we need to talk about this, because of, like with Linda's aches and pains there, and somebody telling you, oh, you're just going to get older. Well, then what you tell me is going to just get worse as I get older. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that. I believe you can strengthen your body.
Yeah.
I believe you can do, you know, you can eat maybe better and all these things. And that, I think, is, I see what your focus is, is living to a longer age, but doing it comfortably.
Right. Optimum.
And having money at the end there.
Optimal.
You don't outlive your money, or that your diet is such that, you know, you're not achy because you've eaten too much fat today or something.
Yes, the tagline will be embracing aging.
I love that. And we have friends close to us that have had, you know, their parents that have been in crises, and everybody's running around, and we understand that. So it comes close to many of us about, is there a plan in place? We're going to be home for Christmas with my parents, and I don't know if we've ever really talked about this still.
Well, they have made plans, and they've told us, you know, when they pass away, they're going to be cremated, and they're going to be buried in this place. But we said, maybe not. We may just put you on our mantle for a couple of years till we figure out where we're going.
The bed.
Yeah. So, but it's something that's really important, and I know that my daughter's going to approach me on this at some point, maybe another 20 years.
But, well, the challenge is that they may, you know, 7% of us pass away in our sleep. So they've got that plan. The other 7%.
Oh, only 7?
Yeah. The other 93% have medical moments and setbacks and stuff.
And trauma.
And that's what you don't know,
yeah,
what those are. You know, though, that gray area of like,
oh, okay,
what do
so
we have in place?
In your sleep, that could also mean sitting in a rocking chair, looking over the river, you know.
Traumatic event. Just done.
Bungee jumping, things like this. You know, saying that when it stops bouncing, you're not there with us anymore.
I don't think it's bungee jumping.
When you're 85, you know. Okay, hey, look, we got to run here today.
Thank you,
Sharon Clark, thank you so much. Your show is going to start on the
5th of January.
5th of January. All right. Cool.
Yeah, we're
we'll
so
see you
excited.
Then.
You're excited. We're excited.
Well, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and thank
yes.
you for all that you do for our community.
Thanks for having me. Merry Christmas to you, too.
You bet. Tomorrow, Dr. Kara Tennant. How much time we got here, Bad Bob?
Enough time to run a little bit of this Silent Night.
Okay,
as
let's
my
go for it.
Last on-air moment for this before Christmas.
And Merry Christmas
for you,
to you,
that's
Bob.
Right. Merry Christmas,
my last.
Bob.
You'll be back
yeah.
tomorrow.
We'll be back yeah. tomorrow.
Brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. House Republicans scrambling to find the votes they need to keep the government from shutting down at midnight tomorrow.
With Democrats united in their opposition, President Trump has called on Republicans to pass a short-term bill to fund the government through January 19th. The latest proposal would delay big fights over the budget, immigration, and health care for a month. But GOP leaders lost support from some conservatives in their own party when they abandoned plans to fund the Pentagon for a full year.